क्या विशेष लेना है?
The special
thing. बहुत सुंदर समय हमारे हाथ में है.
It is a very beautiful time that is in front of us.
स्वयं भगवान भी हमारे हाथ में है.
God himself is with us.
भाग्य विधाता हमारे हाथ में है.
The bestower of fortune is with us.
मुझे उससे संपूर्ण भाग्य लेना है.
I have to take complete fortune from him.
जो कुछ अब हम उससे लेंगे,
whatever we get from him now,
अविनाशी होगा,
will become imperishable.
ऐसा भाग्य बना लें,
and we make such a fortune,
जो किसी भी जन्म में भाग्य की कमी ना हो,
that we don't lack anything for any birth.
मुझे बाबा से सर्वश्रेष्ठ बुद्धि मिल रही है.
I am getting the great intellect, the power of great intellect from God. It is godly intellect, divine intellect, and that intellect stays always with me. In any birth, I should not feel that my intellect is less. You have that much, you receive that much blessing as a blessing from the Father, and you receive that blessing by imbibing the knowledge, and the intellect is very important thing. In anyone's life, the most important thing is one's intellect. There you take the intellect however you like it from the bestower.
Baba se hame vardaan mil rahe hain,
and Baba is giving us blessings.
Jo vardaan apne liye,
those blessings are for us, for the family, and it will be benefit for the world.
Bahut acha chintan karenge.
Let's do a very good churning.
Mujhe Baba se vardaan lena hai.
I have to receive a blessing from Baba that I am a destroyer of obstacles. Whoever comes to me, you give him drishti and his obstacles will be destroyed.
मुझे बाबा से वरदान लेना.
आई वॉन्ट टू टेक अ ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम बाबा, एंड इट्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल ब्लेसिंग.
दूसरों को दृष्टि देकर,
बाय गिविंग अदर्स दृष्टि, यू ब्लेस देम एंड यू मेक देम फ्री फ्रॉम एनी डिजीज. And that will happen with your purity. I have to take blessing from the Father, and now it's a very big blessing. All old and new ones, please take it. Please have this blessing that I am a master of the nature, so that in the time of destruction, when five elements are destructing everything, we gain victory over them. We become masters of nature, and nature, the five elements, will obey our orders. We can take that blessing from Baba, so we can get the blessing of success of our words. Whatever we speak will become true. We can take blessing of success of our thoughts. Whatever thoughts we create, it will become successful. And it is such a beautiful time that is going on, that we can take everything from Baba, whatever we want to. So we want to receive godly pleasure, godly intoxication from Baba, and such, and whoever we give drishti to, their mind will become peaceful. We have to receive lot of powers from Baba, which is very important.
आने वाले विश्व परिवर्तन के समय में
इन द अपकमिंग टाइम दैट इज कमिंग फॉर द वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन वी डोंट हैव एनी फियर अबाउट एनीथिंग बिकॉज दिस सिचुएशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग टू चेंज द एज इज गोइंग टू बी ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड एंड वी कैन गिव सकाश टू एवरीवन वी कैन बी अ डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर
And हमारे पास नहीं आएगा.
So we see this beautiful time. This time will not come again. We are all very fortunate. We are all very charitable souls who have received this beautiful opportunity. Are we all fortunate? Raise your hands if you think so. Are you all fortunate?
बहुत भाग्यवान है.
We are very fortunate.
सुंदर अपॉर्चुनिटी.
It is a beautiful opportunity that we have received in our hands and we can't lose it. So that at the end, Baba has said there will be two queues. One will be for those who have attainment. And one will be of those who have repentance. We become the ones who have attained all the attainments. And I will give you one beautiful thought that I have been doing. Maybe for 1 minute, but you do it, that I have to become completely full from Baba before I go home. So that when I reach home, Baba welcomes me. I go there with my head up, not with my head down. I go with intoxication. I go with all the attainments. And Baba used to say that Dharamraj will also salute you. You have to make such a stage. So let's do very good churning in Gyan Sarovar that I don't have to become confused in any situation. I don't have to get trapped in any situation. There are many confusing things in family, in personal life, because we have reached at the stage, of time, that we have reached at that stage of time in the world cycle where everyone's past scenes are being evolved, are emerging. The sanskars that were merged before are emerging now, and that is why everyone is going through lot of situations. Lot of Brahmins are failing here, so we don't get trapped to any situation. We will do very good churning that we keep our intellect very clean and clear. Nothing rubbish or waste should go in my intellect. This is the time for me to understand this. My mind is not a dustbin. So some make their mind like a dustbin that come. You don't do that.
Golden patra hai. Ishwariya buddhi hai.
This is a golden vessel in which there is godly intellect sitting. It is our divine intellect, it is our subtle intellect, our pure intellect. Baba has given many, many names. It is clean and clear intellect. We have to keep it very clean and clear that God comes and sit in that, that the God's blessings just merge in my intellect. Godly love just get absorbed in my intellect. Now let's all think, what do I have to receive from God that will last for two ages? You will remember. Baba remembers all that in the Murli. Let me repeat, this is the time you don't get trapped into any situation. Don't get upset with anyone's ego. Don't get burned with the vice of anger. And the one
definition, not kare buddhi ki.
So what is the definition of being intellectual?
Jo apne man ko shant kar de.
So intellectual person would quiet their mind.
Buddhiman wahi hai.
Intellectual person would clean in his mind. Intellectual person would concentrate the mind to the One. So this is a very beautiful time going on. You have come to a very, very best place. So we hear a lot that we haven't seen such a beautiful place like Gyan Sarovar anywhere. We haven't seen such a place anywhere which is full of spiritual powers. Pandav Bhavan is also like that, but this Gyan Sarovar has also physical beauty. Let me give you some history. When Gyan Sarovar was built, many double foreigners would say, we would not come to Gyan Sarovar, we will only stay in Pandav Bhavan because there are the vibration of Baba there. I got a chance to give a class and I told them, yes, this is okay. I was also in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan for 30 years and there is no place like Pandav Bhavan, their most powerful spiritual vibration. And I was asked to come in Gyan Sarovar to stay when it was built. It was just a land at that time. Whenever Baba wants us to go, he wants us to make some special task. I told double foreigners that would you like to stay in good vibration or would you like to create good vibration? So many had a thought that we all are ready to eat the prepared food, but it is important as well to prepare the food and feed to others. So many used to come and vibrations of Gyan Sarovar also became powerful. Many VIPs come. Many VIPs from India come and they have amazing experiences. And we also feel that, is it really like that here? Their tension is relieved in just 2 hours, just without doing any class. Just how you go in air condition, you feel cool. The same way when they come to this powerful, spiritually powerful place, their mind becomes quiet. So at your home too, you create a very powerful vibration. So you can create your house how much ever you like. You can make your home like a temple. You create a thought. that I have to make my home like a temple. If anyone comes to my home for 15 minutes, their mind will become quiet. And that time is coming, people will say that please give me water of your home, that my disease, this disease will go away. This blessing, Baba will give this blessing to those souls who are very powerful and pure yogi, and their vibrations will work every four directions. And this water is very sensitive. When you give drishti to water, you just say, I love you, and you are my life. That good vibration reached to water. When you create a thought that I am a pure soul, giving drishti to water, those vibration will reach the water and your purity will increase. So for purity, when you go to bed and as soon as you wake up, you charge water and drink it. You create thought for five times that I am a pure soul and give drishti to water. The water will become very pure and your senses will become cool. So everyone has to do this. So Baba has given a very beautiful message once. If you prepare food staying in yoga, then you will get 50% of purity from food. Other 50% will be from yoga. So you give importance to preparing the food. So don't think that my life is very fast, oh, I have to cook. No, you enjoy cooking. So it is the time of my tapasya when I am preparing food. So good vibrations are of purity and also of food and as well as love. So you have vibrations of love in yoga. This is very important to be healthy by mind and by body. So once in the kitchen, some officers came. They came to visit Gyan Sarovar. They came in the kitchen and their wives were with them as well. They were about 12 to 15. They told their wives that you learn something, that they don't have onion, garlic. They don't have onion, garlic. They don't have too much chili. It is so good. And you ask them, how are you making such tasty food? And they asked us and we said that the main ingredient when we are preparing food is love and happiness. So you give lot of importance to prepare food. It's not that you cooked food, ate it and just leave the place. But you have to be in very good stage when you're preparing food. From your eyes, from your hands, the vibrations are spreading and vibrations are spreading everywhere. And you can try this to prepare your to heal your body. Now you start creating good thoughts that I am an almighty authority. I am healthy. I am healthy. And the body will receive that vibration. And this is a very powerful experiment that you can do with your body. And there are many benefits of this. Baba always used to say, I have given you all my powers, now use them. And I used to hear that 50 years back. I did not know how to use it. That I am an almighty authority, you use your powers. Slowly, slowly, in Baba's Muli, many things came and we got to understand how to use this power. One beautiful thing, let me tell you that I have done many experiences and many have done this experiences as well. That it has come in Murli's. That what are the situations? Answer was, there is nothing like situation. It is just the state of our weak mind. And it was very nice. I felt very good. If the weak mind creates the situation, the powerful mind can also destroy them. Is it clear? So I did many experiments and I also made others do that experiment else as well. I am a master almighty authority. This is the most powerful self-respect. I am a master almighty authority. With this, the powers spread from us in all four directions. You experiment this. Secondly, in Avyakt Murli, it has come in detail that you experiment the powers of mind. So, and the method is, if there is any situation, if there is anything going on, you create a thought, you note down the result, and you do such a research that you will become searchlight. For example, if there is any situation, if my thoughts are going, what will happen? What will happen? I don't know. And if we are trapped in those thoughts, Baba has said, you create the thought that I have Baba with me. Everything will be good. You create this thoughts 2 to 4 times that I have Baba with me and everything will be fine with me. And you will see the result that thing will be solved. So never get afraid. And any kind of fear attracts negative energy. In the upcoming time, there will be lot of fear. There will be transformation. There will be destruction. And there will be fear and fear. But when you think Baba is with me, I am a Shiv Shakti. I am fearless. If you have this thought, your fear of many births will be vanished. So Baba has also said how you become fearless, how you help others. And you remember these three things, detached, give sakash, and companion. Who is my companion? And you have that intoxication, and you have that in your awareness that who is my companion, who has held my hand. It is not a small thing, because God Himself has held my hand as a companion. When I have His company, I don't need anyone else's company. By receiving His powers, any weak person can become powerful. Baba has given very beautiful example. Let's say you are weak. If you are going in a jungle and there are four gunmen with you, you will be fearless. That four powerful bodyguards are with me, and you will be, then you will be fearless. And same way, you always have awareness that Almighty authority is with me, and you will become fearless. So I have used this, and everyone sitting here will also use this and experiment this, that God Himself, Almighty authority Himself is with us. He is giving us company. We will not get this company again in the future. And there is a secret that you would all remember, that you will only remember that Baba is with me and He will be with you. You will have experience of His company. You just call Him. Let me tell you a short story. This is from Mahabharata. Someone was asking from Sri Krishna, you are good friends of Pandavas, but you should help your friends. When Pandavas were playing cards as a gamble, you should have helped them because they were losing the game. And Sri Krishna said, I was just standing outside. They did not even call me. If they had called me, the Pandavas would win. So you, same way, you call Father, call the Father repeatedly. You just say, Baba, come, and your work is done. Baba has said very beautifully, and there are many slogans in Hindi. Whenever there is difficulty, whenever there is any difficulty, when you face any difficulty, you say with lot of love, my Baba, my companion, come with me and help me. You say this with full right to your Father, not begging Him. And Baba has said very beautifully, and just have it in your heart that Baba is also bound to help you. So there are many slogans available in Hindi for this. Whenever you face any situation, you say, my Baba, my companion, just come and help me. Baba is bound to help you. When God Himself is ready to help you, why aren't we taking His help? Why are we battling just by ourselves? We should involve God. And we make God our companion in the struggle of our life, and our life will become easy. Any challenge will become an opportunity. It will make us move forward. So you use this very well, all these Baba's things. So let me tell you one thing. From Baba's Murlis,
16 ऐसी powerful बातें अलग से नोट करो.
So you take out 16 good points. By using them, you feel happy, you feel fearless, you feel carefree. You make your life beautiful with these thoughts. So there are these points come in Avyakt Murli as well as Sakar Murlis. Sakar Murlis are not a small thing. God Himself has taught them directly. So once Baba has said in Sakar Murli, many have not caught this thing, but it's a very powerful thing. That child, you are a living light of this earth. Next point.
Tum नक्षत्रों से भी अधिक महाबलवान.
You are more powerful than planets and stars.
बहुत अधिक बलवान हो. बहुत बड़ी बात कही. हमें अपनी शक्तियों को पहचानना है.
We have to recognize our powers. Our powers are sleeping. We should recognize them. I was studying in 12th grade, and our teachers were saying that we have many powers in us, and you awaken them. I asked, how do we do that? And they did not have any answer. But Baba has the answer. So if you practice right after waking up that I am a master, almighty authority, you will receive powers from God. So we have received powers from God, but they are inactive. So we have to activate them by practicing self-respect. So you must have noted down, right after waking up in the morning, you practice self-respect. Every day, right after waking up in the morning, you enjoy Amrit Vela. And to enjoy Amrit Vela, so for 1 minute or 2 minutes, you practice self-respect that I am a great soul. I am a charitable soul. I am very powerful. I am very fortunate. I am a master, a son of knowledge. I am very pure. I am an ancestor soul. I am a world benefactor soul. And your brain will activate. And 95% Brahmins have this problem that their brain is not activated, and that's a problem of sleep. So we have to activate our brain by practicing self-respect. So many people's brain gets hyperactive. By self-respect, and those whose brain is not active, you activate them with self-respect. And one very beautiful thing, listen with lot of attention. the thoughts that we create very often, time to time, the brain will manage those thoughts and it will become practical. Use them. So whatever thoughts you create repeatedly with confidence, brain will manage itself accordingly. So one person had cancer and he is afraid. He has thoughts. He has thoughts that I will die, I will not get cured, then the brain will work accordingly and her death and the death is inevitable then. And the other person with cancer, if he creates thought that I have to live for 20 more years, I have to do lot of service, I am very healthy, this cancer will go away, then the brain will work accordingly. So you create a thought that tomorrow morning I will be very fresh at 3:30 in the morning or 3:45 in the morning and my yoga will be very powerful. So you create this thought before sleeping. Don't create thoughts that will I have a good sleep or not, will I be able to wake up in the morning or not. Don't create such thoughts because our life is in our hands. With our positive and powerful thoughts, we make our life very beautiful. Let's create this thought. This life is a journey. We have to make it beautiful. We have to enjoy it. So it's not a physical enjoyment. It is not an enjoyment anyways. So I want to enjoy my life spiritually with peace, with happiness, with love, with self-respect, with God. And that is our real enjoyment. Our life feels like a blessing. Our intellect feels like a blessing. You pay attention to one thing. In this journey of life, there will be happiness and there will be sorrow. There will be defeat and there will be success. There will be defamation and there will be praise. There will be benefit and there will be harm. There will be success and there will be defeat. We have to accept it. We have to just accept it. There is no one in the world who hasn't faced any defamation before he is praised. There is no person in this world who has always got success. He must have sometimes faced the failure as well.
Success and success. So
success and not success are the part of lives. We have to accept it. So to accept, make your nature to accept the things, whatever comes to your life, you accept it. There are many beautiful things in Murli. So you see the side scenes. Do you ever see, when we go on a journey, do you ever think that let's change this side scenes? No, we don't think that. We just move ahead If there are any bad sins, you avoid them. If there are good sins, you enjoy it. In the same way, there will be many things come in this journey of life. Now this journey is about to end because this cycle of 5000 is ending, so more sins will come. This cycle of 5000 years is about to be finished, and God has come. God is saying, come child, come with me. He has come to make us light, to destroy our burden. He has come to become our friend, and He has come to take all our burdens. After coming to Gyan Sarovar, you all do one thing. So you tell all your burdens in your mind to Baba, whether you tell him in yoga or you write them down and tell him. And it is a very beautiful elevated version of Baba. That there are burdens, there are worries, but you note this down, this Baba's elevated version, you also practice it, that you consider everything to be mine, to be yours. It is not my worries, it is your worries. Not my illness, your illness. So it's not my burden. Just surrender everything to Baba. So give this body to Baba, that you take care of my body. It is your body. You transform mine to yours. You change all your burdens to yours. So you become carefree emperor by giving all your worries to God. You become a carefree emperor and stay in this world. We become like lion and lioness. We become so whatever comes in this life, we accept it and we move forward. So we learn from our mistakes as well. We learn from our defeat and success. There shouldn't be any ego of our success. There should be any disappointment from the failure. And this disappointment destroys the power of our mind and intellect. So today there are many diseases of mind. Some says he has OCD, some has insomnia, some says he has he has problem in concentration. So this is all the problem of negative thinking because of mobile, because of too much information from mobile, and all because of that. So we save ourselves from that. If we are in godly intoxication, any mental disease will not be able to touch us. And you have to do this work before you leave from Gyan Sarovar. You go from here very happily, with very positive attitude, and you must have created a beautiful plan. What plan for your life? Not a big plan. Just a 3-point plan that I will do this and this. So today all are sitting in yoga for 2 hours. You have to go in the golden age too. So to make your effort easy, in effort there is yoga, in effort there is purity, in effort You have to make your sanskars soft, sweet and egoless, and everything should be easy by practicing five forms. Whenever you do yoga, you enjoy morning as well as afternoon yoga. You start yoga with five forms. And I always remember when foreigners were in Om Shanti Bhavan, the class was going on, and it was about 35 years ago. It was a big gathering of double foreigners, about 1,000 or 1,200, and Baba first time spoke about practicing five forms, and then he repeated many times, and Baba performed this five forms drill in the big gathering in Shantivan as well. First form is the incorporeal form. So for the success of yoga, you remember two things: visualization and thoughts about it. Second form is our deity form from golden age. You have it in front of you. Go to heaven. And you create thought that this is how I was. It was in today's Murli that hum, so I was like that. Now you come to worthy of worship form, then Brahmin form, and then double light angel. When you practice angelic form, you practice that I am an angel of purity. From my each and every part of body, there is light and might spreading everywhere. So the colorful rays are spreading all over from me, and it is creating an aura around me. You create an aura every day in the morning of powers, and you will be safe, because there are many evil souls wandering around, there are many bad energy. You will be safe if you practice this. You will stay protected, and the method is to practice five times that I am a child of Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority. From each and every part of my body, red lights, the rays of red color are spreading everywhere, and there will be very powerful aura, and no bad energy can enter this aura. Now for next 5 minutes we will go to golden age, and the class will end. Red light, please. Let's go to the first birth. I am in the supreme abode. I am a shining star in the supreme abode, in my sweet silence home. My shining is very powerful here. I am very close to Baba. I, the soul, am coming down from here, and I'm going to the deity world in my deity form. you see your divine form.
Sir par double taj.
Double crown on my head.
Yahan main sampoorn nirvikar.
I am completely viceless here.
Divine body.
I have a divine body.
Main prakriti ki malik.
I am a master of elements.
Charon dekhe swarg.
Now you see all four sides, the heaven, beautiful nature.
Dur dur tak phaile sone ke mahal.
The golden palaces are seen to long distance. Pushpak vimans are flying on the sky. This is a golden aged world.
Charor vichran karte devi devta.
The deities are moving around everywhere. I am here.
Ye meri duniya
hai. This is my world.
Main yahan ki malik
hoon. I am a master. You sit yourself on the throne.